Radio Arte, Kijan Radio Arte, siamo a Forte dei Marmi con Rachel Lee of Nanyan. Hello Rachel, to reach us in Radio Arte, you are very welcome.
Ciao, grazie mille.
And we are here in the occasion of the exhibition of Rachel in Seravezza, and we have a talk with her according to our topic of the festival this year, who is out of nature. And we are very glad to meet Rachel and to talk with her about this topic, from art to nature. First of all, because 2 years ago, Rachel, is this correct? Or 1 year ago, you made an exhibition in New York. And
Yeah, due anni po in a spring break art fair.
And it was a little bit about this topic between a switch from art back to nature. The work of Rachel is very focused in the problem or in the topic of the dependency with the electronic devices, but in a wide sense of the dependency. It's a very strong work with a very strong message. And we are very glad to meet her and to talk about her work in our radio. So, Rachel, we want to talk a little bit about this exhibition you made in New York.
Yes, so I look at the devices or, you know, the technology and how it's affecting us, and you know, the good and the bad. So, for instance, right now we're talking through your telephone,
yeah,
which is
we are
fantastic,
a radio.
You know, and we have technology that actually connects us, which is fantastic. But one of the things that I noticed was that I became very addicted to my phone and not knowing that I was on the phone. I pick up my phone and not know that I'd picked up my phone, and then I become very distracted. And I started looking at this, even when I was like having coffee with my husband. Instead, I pick up my phone instead of being with him when I don't see him that often because of our work schedules. And I started thinking about how the good and the bad of it. So the 2 years ago, I was looking and reading about a friend wrote an article about nature deficit disorder. She's a psychiatrist, and there have been writings from different doctors that was coined that there's a deficit disorder with youth and adults, that we're not getting into nature. So the Japanese have like a way of, they call it tree bathing, where they go into the forest and lie with the trees. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about how I was noticing children not outside in playing in the yard. So when I was growing up, we would be outside, I'd be making mud pies or riding my bicycle or lying under a tree. And I started to notice that I wasn't seeing children outside when I would drive in the country into neighborhoods. I was not seeing children outside. So I started thinking about this idea of nature disorder, deficit disorder. And I thought, well, I live in New York City. Let me build a forest and let people lock up their devices and see how they feel when they do put their phone away. Because the phone connects you with thousands of people.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a teddy bear for us. It gives us, it consoles us when we feel awkward. So I applied to an art fair called Spring Break, which is it's a curated fair. And I actually built a forest, and I had people lock up their phones and go into the forest where I had real trees, real bugs, and the sounds of bugs like we're hearing right now. And people really reacted really well to it. People waited for 2 to 3 hours just to enter the forest by themselves. And it was dark, so if you're a city person, you're a little bit scared. If you're somebody that grew up in the country, you're a little less scared of being in the dark in nature.
That's fantastic. And how is the connection with the sound? In this kind of work, it was a sound experience also?
Yes, so I had a recording of locusts or crickets, and I actually had real crickets in there as well that made their own sounds, but I amplified the cricket sound. And I believe that that sound of the crickets really does relax you, sort of, it's like a meditation. And I think it reminds us of our own childhood. So it was important to me. From there, that actual installation grew, and I showed it in Brooklyn in a gallery in Brooklyn, Celine and Mo in Brooklyn, which was a very little bit larger scale. And then the following year, I showed it in Chelsea, where again I was even larger, and it was fantastic because people really started to think about this idea that they are so connected to their phone and how it does feel different when you don't have your device with you.
And how you recorded the reaction of the people? Do you have some particular reaction?
So I was very fortunate. I had lots of wonderful press on it, and one particular writer was Bob Morris, who came and interviewed people, and he had amazing feedback from people, where for me, I don't like to shake a finger. I like to be like a documentary filmmaker and let people experience of their own and how they feel. And most people said, yes, I do feel differently when I don't have my phone. And they, because we naturally just reach for a phone, and particularly in the art world, right? We want to record everything we see and, you know, expose it, which is fantastic. But then sometimes you lose that connection. I mean, I think one of the things that I've discovered is that, you know, that children now will never be bored, right? Boredom happens very rarely now, because we always have our devices to entertain us.
Yeah, and for you, what is the connection between art and nature? How we can reach or again reach the nature through the art experience? There is something?
I think just for me to be aware that nature is all around us, and it's taking that time to look and observe. So from doing that, the show The Nature Deficit Disorder, I had to tell myself sometimes to put the phone down and leave my phone at home and look at how the flowers are growing, or the way that nature and the Versilia here, yeah, it's wild and crazy. And then I was able to go to Florence and get pigment binder and also pigment. And I took paper and went to the forest, and just with pigment binder, which is clear, just record the movements that I saw in nature, from the ground, from the wild vines to the trees, and just record the movements that I saw, and then dust it with pigment, and then there was revealed to me just the movement of nature. So there's things that have observance. I mean, nature's always been, right, part of art.
Yeah, and we recorded that in your art piece. There is a special attention about the communication. Even here in Seravezza, there is one installation in communication through the pipe.
Correct.
And we can talk about this, because it's apparently is a little bit far from the topic of the nature and the connection between art and the nature. But for us, it's very close, because the element of the sound in nature, we have not forget that is an element of communication. What we listen now, it's a communication of these bugs with, we don't know, probably between themselves, but we register as a sound, but it's a communication. And in your work, there is a special attention about communication between person, people, and relatives.
Yeah, that's really, that's a very good point on that. And I would also say that, that trees actually, they've discovered talk to each other in the roots. One of the installations, I was having trouble, the new one, which was swipe left, swipe right, I was having trouble trying to figure out exactly how I was going to do. And I was giving a speech, a talk at a museum, and I put my phone away and I laid under a tree and just watched the leaves blow in the wind. And it was that relaxation and that, like, being under that tree and listening to the ruffling of the leaves, that it came to me that what I needed to do. So, you know, nature communicates, as you said, like the bugs or the birds, but it communicated to me and helped me, you know, process what I needed to process. And interestingly, on our devices, it's a universal language. The dinner for two, know, it's, are they talking to each other when you've got the sounds of the beeps and the selfies? We know those sounds, we know what they are, and it's a universal language now, the phone, how it talks.
Yes, and also the message you bring to us is the technology, apparently, or not only, but it put us more close.
Yes.
But this medium become very strong. It make distance when we are close. So it's a special attention about the presence of the media, the medium in our life.
Yeah. So often we are with each other, but we're with also people that are 10,000 miles away. And sometimes, you know, we pay more attention to the people that are 10,000 miles away than the person next to us.
And for you, what is the if? They are a role of the art in this kind of connection and medium or like this?
Well, for me, it's creating a conversation. You know, let's have a conversation about it. How do you feel? I see things that are wonderful about it, and then there are things that I say that, oh, wait a minute, you know, I think we have to, for instance, the nature for our children to, you know, to recognize that, how important it is, and we need to experience it, because from all the reading I've done, and they're studying it a lot now, is that children have much more stress, more anxiety, because they are on their devices. Now they're doing all sorts of studies about children that shouldn't have the phone or the iPad. But there's this ways that companies are pushing it to have you have your child on it. So we have to kind of create this conversation, the good and bad of both. Mm. So for me, it's about creating conversation for people.
And it is the art piece, kind of device.
Yes, that's true.
For communicate. So, I think it's be a pleasure to meet you and talking.
Grazie.
About...
I love what you're doing, and congratulations on all that you're doing. I think it's an important topic, and thank you for taking time to talk to me about my work.
No, it's a pleasure for us, and we thank you, and we special greet your exhibition here in Sierravezza, and your time.
Oh.
Thank you very much, and we wait again on Radio Arte, and Chigiana Radio Arte.
Okay, grazie mille.
Ciao.